Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Weiner. I'm going to try to make this as quick as I possibly can. First, it's April 20th, 2015, and Doc Searles asked a question on Twitter, and the question goes like this. Google normalizes the web to mobile devices. What consequences for journalism? And he directed the question at myself and Jay Rosen. And I do have an answer to that question, but I think that in this case, it's the form of the question that's most interesting to me. What I said was that this would be a perfect opportunity to do a 5-minute podcast. And where that idea came from was a conversation earlier today with Chris Lydon and the folks at Radio Open Source. Chris is a longtime podcaster, and he did a whole survey of the blogging world in 2003, and that was a way of getting, it actually helped glue a community together. In that case, it wasn't the podcasting community, it was the blogging community. And it's how I got my introduction to a lot of the sort of mainstay bloggers of today. These people, for whatever reason, either Chris's endorsement helped them achieve longevity, or Chris was just really good at picking the ones that would turn out to matter. Probably more the latter than the former. Or maybe both. Probably both. So we're talking about what is it that we could use now. And I referred back to something Doc Searles had said to me that about the Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor. And it's a 5-minute podcast. Comes out every day, 7 days a week. And it's just got a couple of ideas in it, a little story, and a poem recital, and that's it. And it's a very easy podcast to listen to. It doesn't take out a monolithic amount of time. For me, the hardest part of a long podcast, that especially one that I'm really interested in, is not finishing it. So I'm going from point A to point B, and I get there 20 minutes before the podcast is over, and now I have this odd amount of time left over, and of course, my iPhone, which is what I listen to these things on, is not good at keeping the locations of the, you know, it would be one thing if it could remember it, but now I have to try to remember. I like 20-minute podcasts better. Like Planet Money is a great podcast for that reason. It's a short one, and maybe 5 minutes is even better. So I said to myself, listening to Doc's question, is I bet that between Doc, myself, and Jay, if we had the right, you know, tools around us so that it was easy to do, I'll bet in 5 minutes we could cover this to the extent that there is anything to say about this event. So now I'm going to try, I have 2 minutes left, a little bit less than 2 minutes left. I'm going to try to give my answer to the question that Doc asked. And yeah, it's a bit shocking, isn't it? I got the message a while back and I went through the, they have a webmaster tools site that you can test your sites out on, and I put my stuff through it, and it passed with flying colors. So maybe the bar isn't all that high for, you know, mobile friendly, or maybe this is compensation for having not overdone it with the HTML, because if you'd like stick to a very simple HTML structure for your content, then the browsers, mobile browsers, do a pretty good job with it. Now, that said, I've been actually, as I've been redoing my sites over the last couple of years, I have been making them, scalable to different size screens, and so that they generally look okay on a mobile screen. So, but the conclusion of this is that the way you have to think about Google at independent of this change, but maybe even more so because of it, is just another social network. In other words, they drive a certain amount of traffic to you, like Twitter does and Facebook does. It's one of the big three networks for traffic driving. And I had this epiphany the other day when I looked inside of one of my apps and I was just sort of browsing around. I can see I'm not going to make my 5 minutes. And I noticed that I have Facebook metadata and I have Twitter metadata, but I don't have Google metadata. So I went and looked it up and saw, indeed, Google is asking for us to put content in our files in a format that they will understand. And Theirs is even more gentle than the ones from Twitter and Facebook. They're actually using an existing HTML element and not the description meta description. And so, since I already had the metadata flowing in for both the other services, it was really trivial to add the facility. And I will do that in all of my sites now, so that when they are a match on Google, you don't get a random string of characters underneath it, just whatever they could figure out about the page. You actually get what I have to say, what I want you to know about the page. But Google no longer occupies a special position. It's just one other way of driving content to traffic to our content. And it used to occupy a much different place, but it's still very important. I don't even like the word still. It is very important. It's a very important way that people find you, but it is no longer the only way that people find you. So that's my 5 minute worth of talk. Maybe 10 minutes is more like it. I don't know, but these little sound bites, I think they work. So talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.